Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello and welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen Sullivan.
I'm Jessica Metlin.
That's right. We make it a fish. Every couple episodes, we give you our full name so you know who you're talking to. Hi, everyone.
What's up? How are you doing? How's the week
going? I'm good. I know what's going on in your life, Jess, and I want to know more.
Oh, that's right. I'm dipping out a little early this evening. I am going for my annual Fraxel. When I say annual Fraxel.
Do you get it every year?
Yeah, for the past few years.
Oh, I didn't even know this. I thought you, like, all I've ever remember is the early days of the podcast. She got, like, IPL on her freckles once, and she calls it the hot bacon grease procedure.
That wasn't IPL. That was a Q-switch YAG Indeed, laser.
Yeah. Oh, Q-switch YAG. Okay, that
yeah,
laser.
Yeah, IPL, please. That's
hey,
child's
were you,
play.
Did they give you lidocaine cream or any sort of numbing before that one?
Before the Q-switch YAG?
Yeah.
I mean, this was 10 years ago. I don't remember. No, of course I had some kind of numbing because it was so painful. But they don't even really, I spoke to different dermatologists about this. You know how quickly technology updates, that they would not use the same technology.
Of course.
It's just like talking about Betamax or something. Like they would not use the same technology on my freckles today that they would do now. So I'm getting Fraxel, we've talked about this before. Fraxel has a number of benefits. Cleaning up dark spots. It's not going to erase your freckles. If you have freckles and you think that you want to have some kind of completely even tone, sort of porcelainy finish, it's not going to happen. It's not going to work. And also good luck because you'll always be playing whack-a-mole with, you know, your dark spots and freckles.
Unless you want to go live in a bubble with zero UV light for the rest of your life.
Yeah, exactly. But it just sort of like cleans up any dark spots. And after having a baby, I definitely had more dark spots. I'm definitely not a sun worshiper, but I'm out in the sun more than I was before. Just like in the summer on the weekends now, I can't hide and watch TV all the time, which is my favorite pastime. But there's also like some evidence that it helps sort of plump your skin a little bit. And
when I got it, honestly, the results I got were way more plumping, I thought, than correction. Like nice. I don't have a lot of dark spots, but for me, it was like, the texture got a little bit smoother, and then like
improves
4 weeks later, like the baby collagen pumped in, and all of a sudden I was just a little bit brighter and plumper and more hydrated. It's like a sort of, yeah, it does everything.
But I have to tell you, it's not fun. It's not a fun treatment.
It's not fun either.
I mean, this is elective. I should have no sympathy for me. This is elective, but your skin gets, it hurts, and your skin gets extremely rough, sandy, very icky feeling for a few days after, and then it sort of flakes off. And I think about like 5 to 6 days out, you look normal.
Oh my God, that's so satisfying though. I almost love that it gets that feeling because it's like, oh,
I don't. Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I just lube up with a ton of Aquaphor on it for 2 days and then reveal yourself like, what's her name from Game of Thrones, coming from the dragon coming from the fire, Khaleesi? I'm now picturing you and an egg in a fire breaking free after the Fraxel, like with a newborn face. I want to hear how it goes. I wish you strong numbing, because the Fraxel, they always numb you before with cream for like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I hope that's what they do for you and it feels good and you get that.
So what else is going on in your world? Any treatments to speak of?
Now everybody knows I got Lumeca, which is much more a dark spot thing. I didn't even get numbed for that, but you know me, I can take any sort of pain. So I don't know. I did it with a friend and she got the numbing. She's like, you're not getting numbed? And I was like, no, I don't want to spend the extra time. Let's just get this in, get in, get out.
Oh my God.
Hit me with the hot bacon grease. Hit me with it. It wasn't bad at all. It was fine. And lots of news going on. I have things to talk about. So I want to talk about clean beauty, some other things going on in the news. Raise some wands. The fam did their homework because they're the best.
Thanks,
guys. So we have some fun moisturizing lippies to talk about. Are we ready to do this show so you can get out of here and go get your face blasted?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So guess what's happening in the news? What does clean beauty mean? I think we've said the word clean beauty on this podcast like 5,000 times at this point. And as you know, and I feel like we've really shared with our listeners over the years, it doesn't mean much of anything, right? Like there's no standard across the line with brands, with retailers, there's no government agency that says that. But like everybody's come to have their definition of clean, right? So of course, Sephora has clean at Sephora and they have their definition of clean with their guidelines. Well, at the end of last year, there was a lawsuit. A woman said that a mascara she bought that was labeled clean at Sephora, I think it was from Say Beauty. She said like, I was misled. I thought this was clean in that it was natural, in that it wouldn't have synthetics or potential irritants. And so Sephora now has just last week had their motion to dismiss this lawsuit, saying that this consumer, there's no way anyone could believe that's what we meant by clean. Because we clearly say what we mean by clean, which is they point to their list of ingredients they don't include. But part of me is like, I don't blame this woman at all. Like all of the brands that have been pushing this quote unquote clean thing, retailers, brands, whatever they are, how did you not think that people would think that meant it's healthier? That's literally the marketing message, right?
That clean equals healthier.
Or more natural. Natural in this
case. She was upset because it had a synthetic ingredient?
Correct. Because she thought clean meant natural and no potential irritants. Which I think if you are not listening to this podcast and you're not people like us who really dig into this stuff, it comes with a damn green leaf. You know, like the logos that always say clean.
I would think, when I just talk to people like on the street or people on the street, Billy on the street. When I think of people on the street and like what they think, they think clean is natural, or people try to sell me on a product and they'll be like, there's no chemicals. Yeah, all natural, totally clean. And it's like, I don't want to get into a whole discussion about it. And I'm just like, great. Let people believe what they want to believe. It's almost like magic or religion or politics. Like
but
it's like clean
gave
as a
them
whole
that idea.
The beauty industry.
You know, that she didn't pull that out of her butt that she thinks that's what, like, marketing messages over the past 20 years have given her the idea that A, synthetics are bad, B, clean is natural and better, right? Back in the 1990s, nobody was going around making that up.
No, listen, I'm very pro-science, but it's like people have these very staunch beliefs about what clean is.
And it's what they think. And I think this is what the lawsuit is going to be about and other lawsuits is that, like, all coming down to the words and what you think a word means. But I think it's weird for certain brands to say, we never said that's what the word meant. Like, they wanted the benefits of having that, like, connotation of the word clean to mean healthy and natural.
Yeah, they wanted the
aura. Yeah, yeah, otherwise, why would you do it? And now that people got the message, the aura of healthiness and naturalness is attached to the word clean, they want to back off and come down to the legal disclaimer of ingredient by ingredient. That's not really what we meant. We really just meant it doesn't have SLS and phthalates.
But I
not tell us what is wrong with phthalates when there's, like, not much wrong with most phthalates.
But I don't think you can blame Sephora or any retailer or company who has a very clear definition, because I think—
You sound like the lawyer from Sephora. That's what they're saying. And I agree. There is a clear definition if you look into it. But how many people actually read that? Because if I go into a retail store and all a bunch of products are over here with the green sign with the bamboo shelves and it says cleans free of harmful ingredients, and then there's maybe some pamphlet with small print. This isn't Sephora, by the way. I'm just, like, making this up.
Yeah.
Like, with, like, here's the 7 ingredients that aren't in it. They're not even going to tell you why those ingredients aren't in it. Because if you really dialed into that, you'd be like, wait, why aren't you using sodium lauryl sulfate? Like, that doesn't have any medical issues. Maybe it's drying in too high of doses, but that's only in higher doses. Like, they're not going to give you all of that. They're just going to put them on the list, and you're going to make the assumption based on how they've presented it to you. And so, legally, you're right.
I think also clean means better for you in a lot of people's minds. I don't
Correct.
Think it necessarily means green leaf, natural, like, you know, crunchy, crunchy. If I go to Whole Foods and I think I'm clean eating, I don't think that everything on the shelf has no chemicals. I mean, I realize that the granola bar might have something in there to bind the granola together. I don't think there's no chemicals. So, weird example, but you know what I'm saying. So I just think clean, it is flexible. I do think that Sephora has their tenets of what is clean to them. I think a lot of retailers, I think a lot of companies have done their due diligence. So I want to be really careful when I say, like, clean has no meaning. I think for a lot of brands and
companies— No, it has 52,000 meanings is the problem.
Right, That is a problem. That's a wider problem. But that's like saying something's tasty.
Well, what I think I hear you saying is the companies would have been safer if they had said cleaner was the word they used, maybe.
I think we're going to be seeing a lot of better for you or—
Or just not even putting one big family over it and instead saying doesn't contain X. But if I'm going to go there— If you're going to say doesn't contain X, you're still demonizing X without explaining why. Because the minute you tell me something isn't in a product, I start to think that ingredient is dangerous. Cool, you have a gluten-free mascara. I don't have celiac disease. I don't have a gluten insensitivity. What does that do for me? But now I'm starting to think, is gluten bad otherwise in my mascara? You know what I mean?
And are the products that are not, that don't have that label, are those dangerous for me?
Exactly. And this comes back to the whole, it implies toxicity by using the word clean. And I think a lot of retailers and brands are going to be a victim of their own success in that we did all this work to have you understand why we were better. And now that you believe it, we want to dial it back and just hedge our bets and be like, not quite there, just a little bit there.
Well, I know other retailers are watching this very closely.
Yes.
Because if this is a success for—
Consumer.
For the consumer, I think, to your point, it's going to be a real scramble.
Oh, also because if lawyers see that a lawsuit is successful—
That's what I'm saying.
Here comes Credo. Here comes Ulta's Clean. Here comes every brand that uses that kind of language. So, of course, because that's legal precedent. So we'll see.
Yeah, this is definitely one to watch.
Another week, another beauty item turned into art. And it is not penis lipsticks, which are sold out already. Ismaya's penis lipsticks that we talked about last week, I guess. So clearly she was into something there. Well, now New York Art Collective Mischief. I think it's called Mischief, but it's like MSCF. They make these like art projects that I think they like poke fun at luxury and like consumerism. They're really cool. They came out with a perfume, a WD-40 perfume. Smells like WD-40. Yes, the greasy lubricant that you put on your creaky hinges of your doors and in my household, liberally spray anywhere anything is wrong. It's like the go, like, I just put WD-40 on it. It's like Windex in that movie. What was that movie?
I was just thinking that, My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Where she's like, just spray some Windex on it. You got a cut on your arm, spray Windex. Yeah. You know, it's the cure-all. Well, in my house, people don't spray Windex on your arm. Anyway, in my house, WD-40 is that. And so Mischief, I'll just call it Mischief, this art collective, came out with a perfume, $48, that smells exactly like WD-40. In fact, a YouTuber, Casey, I didn't get my hands on it. It's actually already sold out. A YouTuber, Casey Neistat, he did a video and he was like sniffing it and what it smelled like. And he said, quote, it's as awful as you can imagine. So this art collective has a history of poking fun at some of the ridiculousness of high fashion. And I just think it was like, it was only a matter of time before like the luxury perfume market got in their crosshairs. Because think about it, guys. Think about the money we pay on those bottles. I think they're art. I think they're luxury. I love them. But like, if you aren't a perfume head like Jess and I, of course this is ripe for teasing. Like, you're spending $300 on a couple molecules and some alcohol in a fancy package. Like,
whoa, back off. That's
I know. I love my perfume. No, but you know what I mean. This art collective, they do funny stuff like this all the time. They just want us to think about these things. They had Eat the Rich popsicles back in the day that looked like, I mean, they really looked like ice cream, and it was like Eat the Rich, and I don't know. They'll do. I think they poked fun at the Tiffany Nike sneaker that everybody's been like, those sneakers are like, come on. Sometimes these luxury brands make it too easy for us. So anyway, if you want your WD-40 perfume.
Yeah, where can you buy
maybe
it?
Maybe they'll be reproducing it again. But for now.
Oh, is it just, or it's just an art moment?
It was a limited, they actually sold it. So this guy bought a bottle, but they only did a limited run. And I think that's typically how they do their art projects. They're these drops of a little something that makes you think, which it did. Okay, moving on to Shanghai. There is a hair removal salon. It's a chain. I believe it started in Singapore, but they have an outpost in Shanghai. It's called Strip. Well, they have caused outrage with their new ad campaign. So in a series of ads, you see, I'll put them on the blog, I'll link to them. You see smooth skin women next to a hairy orangutan in human clothing. The basic premise being, well, I don't know, Jess, what's the basic premise you get when you see a hair removal chain's ad and there's like a woman in a bathing suit and then an orangutan in a bathing suit?
Well, I saw the ads because you sent them to me.
Yeah. And
I was confused at first. I didn't get them.
Well, we also couldn't read the Chinese.
Yes,
so like, I'm sure if you saw the word with it, like it would probably help.
I thought it was cute. I thought it was like Harry and the Hendersons or something. I thought it was like a cute story.
No, it's like a waxing chain and that's their ad campaign visual.
Yeah. So I get like, once I understood the context clues more, if you don't get waxed here, you might look like a little orangutan this summer.
Yeah, well, women were not having it at all. There was a huge online backlash. It was like, how old-fashioned is this thinking that I'm an ugly, hairy monkey? P.S. I think orangutans are adorable. But anyway,
I know. That to me was like the main story. Like, so cute. But
you
also—
No. But come on. Like, if you don't get waxed, you're a hairy monkey. The South China Morning Post reached out to the salon, like, for comment. It's funny that they just are quoting an employee here. Like,
so they just called the salon, like,
yeah, that's the best reporting. And like the smart employee would be like, I need to refer you to the corporate office, right?
Yeah.
Well, this employee just gave the quote. So anyway, they said, quote, the orangutan represents a person with too much body hair. The advertisement sends the message that if you don't remove your body hair, you will look like an orangutan. If you remove it, you will become beautiful.
Well, you can't like blame the employee for
it's literally the way I just explained it to you.
No, I'm like, laughing because it's like so direct.
Well, the reporter was probably like a good reporter was like, so what is the message that you're trying to convey? And in the same literal way I just told you, it is, well, you're hairy, take off your hair with our salon and you will be beautiful. You don't want to be a hairy monkey. Like, I think this poor person was just literally not understanding that messages can be not literal and messages can also be a larger message.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was the corporate line. I don't know. But she also said it came from our corporate office. They didn't come up with the campaign imagery there at the Shanghai chain where it was shown. And in fact, some of the newspapers went back and some people on Douyin and other social media went back and found like as late as
long ago as 2012, they were using orangutans as their imagery on their Facebook, like cute ones in bathing suits and stuff. Like, they probably thought it was cheeky at first, right? In this day and age, it just feels old male-centric gaze of, like, you must remove hair to be sexy.
Two things. Yeah, like, I want to know who's at the top of the corporation. Like, I want to see headshots. I want to see
of
who's
strip,
in charge.
I guaranteed it's a bunch of dudes.
And also, stop using animals as props in ads.
Didn't even think of that, Jess. Yes, I believe they were CGI'd. Like, they didn't look like they had it.
Oh, that was definitely not CGI. They were holding hands, like, jumping into a thing.
Jess, that was Photoshop. You can't find an orangutan, dress it up in a bathing suit, and make it hold hands with a woman and jump into the river.
Yes, you can.
Jessica, it was the size of a human. Orangutans are not... Okay, just... Anyway, let's assume they just Photoshopped it, okay?
I absolutely do not think they did, but anyway. Orangutans are, like, riding on bicycles collecting change in, like, city centers.
When you see the size of those orangutan guys, it looks like Harry and the Hendersons, which is an 80s reference that some of you out there know. It looks like a Yeti. It is so huge. It's not actually what the...
Regardless, anyway, a sidebar.
We're getting in the
sidebar.
Sidebar, there, animals there are should not be used as props.
They should not be used as props. I'm so sick and tired of it. And I don't understand why it's still happening. Anyway, I feel like... That this whole women as hairy animals thing feels very like, talk about 80s, it feels very like 1980s, like almost like in the Zit commercials. If you didn't use Oxy, you were going to be a pizza face, you know, kind of like shaming people into like kind of cultural ideals is so old fashioned. And I'm really happy to hear that there is uproar about it.
And I think that how you explain it is exactly how the women felt, and that's why there was a backlash. So needless to say, they are rethinking their visual identity over there at Strip, the hair salon, the hair removal salon, and hopefully they will not use shame to make people come get their services.
It's shame-based advertising, and unfortunately, sometimes it takes a moment like that to do a little U-turn.
Reset, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in Gen Science Corner... Do orthodontics really make your smile more attractive? All right, so let's say you have crooked teeth out there, fam, or your kid does, or you would prefer them to be straighter, you're getting braces, or you're thinking about it, and you assume your smile will be more attractive, right? Well, Jess, how much more attractive would you say someone's smile gets, on average, after they get orthodontic treatment?
Define attractive.
Okay, if I'm rating a smile like 1 to 10, right now you have a smile that's a 5, and like it goes up to like... A 9. How much percentage more attractive do you think straighter post-orthodontic teeth make someone?
Wait, I'm not trying to be like a jerk, but like this is all subjective, right? Is this like somebody took a survey?
Oh, no, it's not. We're going to get into the science because somebody studied this. So I want to see what you think the number is.
I just feel like this is subjective because like somebody thinks like a little like...
Well, yeah, of course. You take 100 people, they look at a picture, they rate it as... Yeah, but you use statistics to come to the average. Like this person's 8.
All right.
You know how freaking science studies work.
Okay, so you're at a 5 and the highest is a 9?
No, Jess, just in general, what percentage more attractive? Here I am with straighter teeth.
Okay, 40%.
Okay. See, I thought it would be something like that too. Well, according to a review paper published last week in everyone's favorite journal, Progress in Orthodontics, it's a hot read. The researchers did a review of all of the, there's been multiple studies on this, like you're rated this attractive, you have this change, here's the new attractiveness rating. The research says you are 22% on average more attractive after you have orthodontics. So let's say someone rated your smile like a 6 before, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you get your braces off, you're at a 7.3.
I think these are people who 20%. Didn't really need braces. I think we're not talking about like people who...
No, it's a review. So they've looked at people that did need braces, people that didn't. I saw some of the pictures, people that had really painful orthodontic correction. They're doing a review of all the research out there just to come to a number to help us understand what it can do for us. So like if you pick out a case, you could say either way, like, well, that made them 90% more attractive and this one only made them 10. But I just thought on average, like it felt to me like smile correction feels like something that would make a huge difference in attractiveness, right? And I don't know, you be the judge, a 6 to a 7.3, it definitely improves how you are perceived to others. But like, if you're trying to think like, do I really want to straighten my teeth or whatever? Like, I don't know how, I'm not taking confidence into this and your own personal feelings about it. And I know people have their hangups, but to other people, it's going to make you 22% more attractive. I am just giving you hard numbers as you make your decisions on the beauty treatments you want to get or not get. There you go. Well, I'm not giving them to you. The people at Progress in Orthodontics are giving it to you. So
I just think it's hilarious. I'm going to call this like scientists be sciencing, you know? Like, you go on, like, we're studying this. I know that they want to like give it a number so they can measure, so they can help patients make decisions, but it just does feel like one of those, oh, those scientists be sciencing with their like silly studies that we didn't really need. So
anyway. I think if you know you need braces, you know you need them.
Just like art and porn, you know it when you see it.
It's like, I'm saying it's a decision like for you. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Like,
I don't think it didn't bring into confidence
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah. yeah
but
yeah.
hey, maybe there's a really analytical person out there and they're making the decision and they're like, well, I want hard numbers. I feel like I might need them, but like, how much more attractive will I be? There you go. Now you have some more data points as you make your decision. You're welcome. Let's go raise a wand. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Allo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code MASCARA20. allomoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, everyone, it's time to raise a wand. We have one from our new listener, Claire.
Hey, Jess and Jen, this is Claire. I recently discovered your podcast and want to thank you guys for putting me on to so many amazing products and so many cool trends. I have something to share as far as the non-matte lip products. This product is called the Beauty Pie Future Lipstick Luxe Shine. I love the shade Baby Berry, which is a gorgeous berry tone. I love this lipstick because it goes on just like a balm type feel. The scent is gorgeous. It's not cakey or thick. It is about $12 after the, there is a nominal membership fee for the Beauty Pie website. They do have a ton of other amazing beauty products. Anyways, I just wanted to put you guys onto this amazing lipstick and thank you so much for the pod.
Claire, first of all, welcome to the fam. Lovely to have you here. Love that you are already like part of it and doing your homework. And this is exactly the kind of lipstick I was looking for. I was like, okay, I'm going to order this right now. Like it looks like a glossy, balmy stick that like swipe, swipe and everything's moist and fabulous. Like that's what I'm looking for. I want to hear what other people are using for that. Like it's almost like feels like a balm, looks like a lipstick, you know, like I want moisture. So can we keep the homework the same for the next week or so? Jess, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm always looking for a new juicy, yummy lipstick. You know, I like, I'm devoted to like three lipsticks max. Like super
well, let's
devoted.
Let's make it four.
Yeah, I want another one in my rotation.
The palette needs to expand. Claire, thank you. And if you would like to share with us your favorite lipstick, you could call us 646-481-8182. Just leave a little voice message or make a voice memo on your phone or some kind of recording. Send it to us at info@fatmascara.com. So, Jess. Uh-oh, she's patting something on
her
eye.
I'm applying.
We're getting a real-time raise a wand.
Real-time.
Here it goes.
Shiny, what do you have for us? Dewy, hydrating. Okay, I am going to hit you guys with an eye cream. It's called actually an eye gel. I don't typically like gel products because I find them tacky, sticky, and not hydrating. I think they're usually for younger skin types than myself also. Well, Dew Skin. Oracle Reviving Eye Gel. I used it. I really thought that I was just going to be into the cream more. Like, should they have a face cream?
They also make a cream? Okay.
That Charlotte Palomino, who was also a pod guest. And many of you probably follow her on Instagram. She has, like, a major Instagram. Anyway, this eye gel is so hydrating. I can feel my eye area really protected and dewy. No pun intended. And it's $44, not drugstore, but not some of the other prices that we know are flying around. A friend of mine texted me the other day. She was like, help, need a great eye cream. And this is where I tend to freeze because I only have about like 10 eye creams that like I remember and love in my 20 plus year career.
And 10 is a lot. I'm impressed.
10 for 20 years.
I got one.
That's averaging like a half an eye cream a year.
We know Jess's encyclopedia with her knowledge of, like, the last 30 years of beauty products.
Yes, yeah. So if you want to, you add, like, the from 10 years old on, sure, because I was testing them.
Oh, my God,
too.
We're doing a whole episode on Jess's top 10 eye creams. I cannot be doing every single one of them. I'm not putting you on the spot right now. Okay. So you told your friend about Dew
Oracle. Like, I was like, I have one for you. I sent her a picture of it from my bathroom, sent it to her. And she's tough. She's very tough. Former Vogue editor. She wrote me 2 weeks later. She said, bought it, love it, obsessed.
Now that is proselytizing. That means it worked.
Okay.
You've brought another one over to the fold.
It's also refillable, too. I haven't had
to
refill
it. Oh, my God. I was just going to say, I was just looking at a picture of it. Aluminum cap on the refill. I believe that's an aluminum body to the product. Is it, Jess? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, everything's aluminum.
Which we know is much easier to recycle than plastic. Yeah. Much more likely to get recycled. And yet it still doesn't look like cheapy whatever. It looks nice.
No, it's nice. It's solid. It's solid.
I want it.
Yeah, it's really good. Really good stuff. So kudos to kudos to you.
I'll put a link. I'll pull a link in show notes, but just so you guys know, do, by the way, is D-I-E-U-X, and this is an oracle, like not an oracle. It's like an aura of greatness, like A-U-R-A-C-L-E. Wow, double punning over there, Palomino. I like it. Raise a wand to do oracle. My turn. What am I raising a wand to?
I was hoping that maybe it would be something eye-ish or like a mask. I thought we were going to be like in sync.
Well, Jess, we are in sync. I have an eye product. It is not an eye cream because I'm not really an eye cream person, though I think I want to get into that. It is a mascara because, as we know, I'm a mascara person.
Yes.
Now, this came up very briefly on last week's podcast with hair colorist Jenna Still. And I skimmed over it when she mentioned it because in my head, everybody already knew about this mascara. But then I went back and realized I've actually not talked about it on the show. I talked about it in my column at The Cut, but not to you guys. So you know I love a tuber. Not the potato. puns on puns over here. A tubing mascara. Cali Ray, their Come Hell or High Water mascara is so delicious. It is a tubing mascara that does not like make the little spider legs and fall off like tubes. It just sort of crumbles off when you hit it with some warm water and a little bit of pressure, but yet stays all day without smudging. And that's the thing with tubing mascaras for me. The other thing about tubing mascaras is they tend not to be as dark and black and rich and volumizing and curlifying as a traditional mascara. However, I would say this one has got some oomph for tubing mascara. It is not quite as quote-unquote chunky and thickening as the Thrive Cosmetics tubing mascara. Mm-hmm. But for some people, especially those with short or thin lashes, I think that might be a good thing. Because, you know, sometimes a thick mascara is like overloads a baby lash.
Yeah.
So this one would be better for a thinner lash, but still want to have like length and drama. It's really black, which is impressive because sometimes I feel like they just sort of look like lash tints, not like mascaras when they're tubers. And so Cali Ray Come Hell or High Water, I am into it. $24 at your local website or Sephora. I think they sell it. Yeah, they sell it at Sephora. So,
excellent.
You've got your new mascara. You've got your new eye gel.
I like this. A nice little pairing to buy yourself. Treat yourself.
And please, you change your eyes. What? Braces give you 22% more attractive. if you're in the game to look more attractive, Jess and I are going to guarantee right here, you get the new eye cream, the mascara, you're going to be 23% more attractive.
Come back to us if it didn't work.
All right. And also get some Beauty Sleep because that helps with that too. Then you'll really look refreshed.
That's the biggest thing.
That is
the biggest thing.
Okay. Get your Beauty Sleep.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hold up. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.